Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 5th of July. The UK general election result is now clear. For the benefit of any US listeners who may be confused, it is actually quite common for UK election results to be known within a few hours of polls having closed. The victory for the Labour Party was completely as expected by financial markets, and investors are unlikely to worry over the details. So far, 11 members of the outgoing government lost their seats in what was the worst result for the Conservative Party in their history, worse even than the 1835 election. Former Prime Minister Truss, whose premiership was outlasted by an iceberg lettuce and whose time in office was marked by the Truss debacle in financial markets, has lost their seat. But this sort of news, while possibly generating some entertainment value, is not especially relevant to market outcomes. Two larger points are perhaps worth stressing. First, the UK has defied the trend towards prejudiced politics, which we have seen emerging elsewhere, most notably with elections this weekend in France. The UK is not entirely immune. Farage on the far right and Corbyn on the far left were both elected. But the results overall show that even while economic forces may encourage prejudiced politics, they can still be defeated. Second, it does seem as if the Israel-Hamas war had a bearing on votes. The UK might possibly be more inclined to vote with an eye to international events than, say, the United States. But in a world of social media, international events can be seen as being more local and may have more of a bearing than has been the case historically. Ahead, we have the US employment report. Normally, economic data is a welcome relief from political noise, but we have to bear in mind that the quality of this data has deteriorated and that there are very different narratives, depending on which particular data item you choose to believe. For what it's worth, the general sense of the US labour market is that there has been some softening. Not enough to cause fear of unemployment amongst the middle classes, but enough to make it harder to find a job if you're a new entrant to the labour force, and perhaps to create some strains for lower income households. The rise in multiple job holders is a rather telling signal. The expectation for today's data is that non-farm payrolls will weaken. Remember, a majority of companies do not tell the Bureau of Labour Statistics how many people they employ when they are asked to provide this data, so the data source is primarily abnormally behaving companies. The ECB President Lagarde is due to speak again, updating markets with just how much has changed since they last spoke on Wednesday. US President Biden will be giving a television interview, but markets are not likely to react to this specifically. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.